Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 19th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And as I said to folks who turn in early, my playlist has been altered. In fact, all of the archival shows have been deleted, not just from my playlist, but from my show files on the computer. So, hey, what's up? Berkeley Liberation Radio, hidden provocateurs, as I suspect there's more than one. Gotta have backups. All right, okay, let's let it go. It's consumed enough of the morning. Hey, but you know, they always got these challenges for me, it seems. Distractions, that's what agents are for, right? I have been putting together public service announcements, anti-coercion commercials that I'm making into videos using the art of Vasily Kandinsky, who we'll talk about some other time, but awesome, awesome art. Sisters and brothers, what networks, what language, what thoughts, what forums, what circles, what tribes, what discussions or agreements must exist that we don't have yet that would allow us to have the back of such courage as we're seeing in Hong Kong as we speak? And we're hearing a little bit less as we speak. And that's an old tactic of power, because they control the media. You know, they start out saying, see, we don't censor. And then they slowly reduce the coverage. And because, and we're going to talk about this, it's a tactic of the panopticon. Because we've been conditioned to let them hold our attention, and because we need the communal voice, as they scale back, there must be a name for this tactic. As they slowly reduce their attention to something, it's almost it's just this unconscious, natural process of empathy that we are, you know, that's how we're made, is to look for the communal reference. And as that communal reference, which they control, called the media, gets scaled back, we find our own interests subtly getting scaled back. And so we have to consciously recognize these tactics when they happen. And above all, we gotta start having our own things, our own vision, our own goals, and our own media, our own means of talking to each other. And so we have to back our brothers and sisters who are standing up to the states, who are standing up to, in essence, the global state. And how do we back them, if not by withholding our energy from the system? And is not the difficulty of our saying this out loud and planning it, of our seeing ourselves as global actors, is this not proof? Proof of the successful containment of our energy in state boxes. And we're going to be talking today about what that means for our ability to grow as human beings, which is our right as life. Let the absence stand for proof. What should be there in branch and root and is not, if not germinating thought in every one of us. So what's your explanation? You have none? Let the absence stand for proof. There is enormous human suppression, and of it, not a whit of discussion. By whose will was this accomplished? 4,000 years ago, they'd say capricious fate, and nothing's changed. Let the absence stand for proof. The problems rule over each and every one of us, and that it's total global means it's set up so. And what I've learned from the universe is that our first move out of that total set up so, our first reaching out of hands to her is met. She pulls us to the all of it. That freedom is regained with that first step. So that's our challenge. Taking that first step, as all else flows from it.